Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, a great event is going on in the north side of Fargo. It is the FFA State Convention, getting close to the end. I know voting is going on this afternoon for new officers, and one of those in the final minutes, I guess, for chair is Callie Houck. She is the state reporter. And Callie, thank you so much. I know you got to go here in a few minutes, but thanks for taking time, and maybe just tell us how the week has gone for you.
This week has been absolutely awesome. To bring in 1,200 members to this convention has been absolutely amazing. You know, coming into my officer year with my team, we really didn't know if this state convention was going to be a reality or not, just with COVID and everything. And to see us, you know, actually be able to be back in person and at a 1,200 member capacity, it's just outstanding and awesome.
I'm sure it's good to see old friends and get back together one last time. Callie, basically, I know you're the state reporter. Maybe just give us a description about what you have done the past year. What kind of events or what is kind of your daily job, I guess?
Yeah, so obviously our year looked a little bit different than what a normal officer's year would look like. Like I said, again, we got elected during the COVID time, so we started off our officer year just doing a lot of virtual things, you know, virtual training and all, just a lot of virtual things. We had a virtual winter leadership conference. We were lucky enough to have some in-person district leadership events that our team split up. Some went to the west side of the state and some went to the east side of the state. And we got to do some in-person district leadership events, which was cool. But obviously, at that time, there was still quite a bit of restrictions going on, and so they were changed and not their normal. But yeah, and interacting with members this year has been definitely different. We haven't had the opportunity to maybe see them as much as a normal officer team would when you see them at events across the state. So it's been a lot of hosting, you know, different virtual events, whether it be a Zoom call or just having a challenge to post some pictures on social media. So that's kind of been our team's year. It started off really virtual, and now we've kind of, since March, we started to transition back into in-person. And so back in, starting in March, our team started just being able to go to our chapter's banquets and celebrate the members, you know, okay, awards and recognize those members for their hard work.
Sure.
And now we are here at State Convention. So
very cool. Well, Callie, let's find out about you a little bit. Give us a little 411. Where are you from? And what is your immediate plan? I don't know. Are you a senior? And what maybe some future plans are? But let's just find out a little bit about you first.
Yeah, so I'm Callie Houck, obviously. I come from Forbes originally, Forbes, North Dakota. My home FFA chapter was the Oaks Sergeant Central Ellendale FFA chapter. So that's where I originally hail from, and that's where I got my start in FFA at. I just finished up my first year of college at Bismarck State College, going for farm and ranch management, and that's been great.
What drew you into FFA to begin with?
So my FFA start was probably me just following my siblings to meetings is how I got my start. Didn't really know what I was going to do, but hey, my siblings were there, so I was going to be there. After being there for a few meetings, I quickly realized how cool this organization really is and all the endless opportunities that come along with being a part of the FFA.
Sure.
And then from there, I kind of just dove headfirst into it and, never looked back. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to be a part of such an awesome organization.
Callie, did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I did. We are a commercial beef cattle operation is what I grew up with. So.
Okay, very cool. Any particular are you going to be staying around North Dakota when you get done at Bismarck State, or are you going to be doing some traveling?
I haven't really decided that far.
Okay.
Taking it a day at a time and see what other opportunities will present themselves as I continue to go on. So taking it a day at a time. But yeah, definitely kind of looking to stay in North Dakota for the most part, if not definitely in the Midwestern region.
Sure, no problem. Well, Callie, I know you got to get to the next event. The big election is coming up here in a matter of minutes. So thank you so much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck in the future. Another officer we're going to visit with right now, his name is Caleb Houck. A little bit earlier, we visited with his sister, Callie. And first off, Caleb, how has the week been besides hot?
The week has been great, Eric. Thank you for this interview. It's been an amazing week full of awesome FFA events. It's been amazing to be able to celebrate all of our outstanding FFA members and their achievements throughout the entire year and throughout this past week as they competed in all of their contests, as they participated in all of the events we have going on here during state convention.
So, Caleb, you are the secretary, and unfortunately, a lot of the officers, in fact, all the officers, at least on one-year terms, got an abbreviated year where you guys just couldn't meet, you know, as often as you guys would probably like to or do some of the things that normally go with this. But maybe just tell us what your year has been like. What is the secretary responsible for?
So on the state officer team, a lot of our officer responsibilities are very similar. We work with chapters to facilitate state events. So a lot of it in the beginning part of the year was virtual things we helped out with. But then we've been lucky to have lots of in-person events throughout this past year. We helped out with contests such as land judging and range judging in the fall, as well as our district leadership events. And then we facilitated a virtual winter leadership conference to members. So that was just workshops all about leadership that we delivered virtually to our members. This past spring, we've been able to have winter CDEs for members to participate in, as well as many chapters have been hosting chapter banquets, and us state officers have been able to travel around and meet FFA members and celebrate their accomplishments.
Very cool. Well, Caleb, let's find out a little bit more about you. Tell us about growing up, where you went to high school at, and I guess the other thing we're going to ask you about is why or how you got your start in the FFA, but let's start about school and just a little bit about you.
Sure. So I grew up on a cattle ranch near Forbes, North Dakota. It's a really tiny town. Went to high school in Ellendale and was a part of the Oak Sergeant Central Ellendale FFA chapter. I graduated last spring, the spring of 2020, and then I started college at North Dakota State University, where I major in agricultural economics.
Cool. What drew you into the FFA? It sounds like, talking to your sister, Kelly, it had a lot to do with family, but was there a particular reason for you?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with my older siblings. They got involved in the FFA. It's also been a family tradition with my mother being a past FFA member, and so keeping up with the family tradition, dived into FFA and all that it offers.
So is this a sad time for you as well? It sounds, and I can hear it in your voice, the excitement of being back, but you're also at the end of your 10 years as an officer. Is it a sad time?
Yes, there's mixed emotions as we near the end of our service. We know that even though our year of service as North Dakota State officers is over, that we'll never stop serving those who put on the blue jacket. And we're just super excited that FFA continues to do its mission of preparing students to learn about agriculture and preparing them for premier leadership and in their chosen occupations.
One more question for you. So what was the favorite part or the favorite thing that you did this week?
This week, my favorite thing that I've done is just visiting with so many different FFA members, seeing FFA members that I met throughout the past year and saying hello again, or introducing myself to new FFA members and forming new connections that I hope will last for a long time. And throughout that, all of that, just helping FFA members make memorable memories that will last them a lifetime.